Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. If you're like me, you probably have some favorite movies or stories that you always think about this time of year. Most of them follow a particular formula, and the formula goes way back. For example, we have Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, in which Scrooge, the miser, comes to grips with how he's changed since he was a child, with the help of a couple ghosts or spirits. And he thinks about himself and what he's become. And he goes through the hard, soul-searching work of making a dramatic change. During the Depression era in this country, we had It's a Wonderful Life. And in a way, a similar theme. A man who had lost his business and thought he was going to lose the love and respect of his family and friends felt it would be easier just to kill himself. But then at the last moment, he too did the hard work, the introspection, with a little bit of spiritual guidance, and he found the courage. He found the courage to change. A Christmas Story sticks in my mind because it was so typical of Christmases during the 50s that I remember the sibling rivalry, the atrocious gifts, the gifts you wanted that your parents didn't want you to have. And it's also memorable to me because it's the first holiday movie that I could remember in which dogs played a role. In this case, the dogs were the neighbor's dogs, the Bumpus dogs, and they ran through and stole the Christmas turkey, and then they disappeared. Later on, do you want to go out, Ollie? In later years, Charlie Brown and the Grinch and all of their friends taught us that the true holiday spirit has nothing to do with gifts and ornaments and trees. It has to do with peace, joy, and goodwill toward all humans, no matter how hard we have to work to achieve that state. Then we come to the new millennium, 2009 to be exact. When a friend of mine sends me articles about animals, and particularly dogs, that she finds distressful for any reason, let's see if Ollie wants to come in. Ollie? Good boy. She uses the subject line, fork and eye. When I looked at two holiday offerings by the media this year, I felt like I needed more than a fork. I needed an entire play setting for eight to poke myself in the eye, slash my wrists, eviscerate myself, and otherwise end the agony. I was so upset by what I saw. The first of these was a Hallmark made-for-TV movie, which I fortunately didn't even see. I first became aware of it because of the After Effects, which started showing up in my email box. These were announcements for a national program to take a shelter animal home for the holidays. Major fork in eye on that one. Responsible shelter people have been working for years to educate the public not to get pets over the holidays because this is too stressful for the animal. And yet here we have a national campaign urging people to do exactly that. This campaign was tied into what I later learned was a very touching movie about all the tremendous benefits taking in such an animal can have for human beings. The adopted animal has replaced the sometimes scary vision of ourselves, past, present, and future that used to ennoble us and give us the strength and courage to change. The next assault came in the form of Disney's contribution to the holiday scene. And as the trailer for this movie reminded me, we all look to Disney for the best in holiday fare. And what is it this year? This year, it's a movie called Santa's Buddies. The trailer opens with an older guy saying to this scruffy, unshaven, nasty-looking old man who's obviously the dog catcher, "My son wants a dog for Christmas, and I really want to get him one from the pound." And the curmudgeon is saying, well, you're not going to get one from me. And then the trailer moves forward, and then we see Santa and his dog. His dog? Yes, Santa and his dog trudging through the dark and polar landscape, thinking about how sad Christmas has become. Nobody cares, or some such thing. And then the next thing we see is the arrival of Santa's buddies. And Santa's buddies are a gaggle of golden retriever puppies who talk. They replace the reindeer. I have no idea what happened to the reindeer. Maybe they succumbed to climate change. And they make toys. They replace the elves. What happened to the elves? Were they all downed by some elf-specific virus? Did Santa downsize? Did they all quit because they didn't have sufficient health care benefits? I don't know. They disappeared. But there are Santa's buddies, the golden retriever puppies, making toys. And they sing songs, and they jump out of boxes. And then the shelter dogs sing little mournful songs about how they long for someone to love them. And Santa's buddies do their magic. And then the final scene, the old curmudgeon leaving the shelter dog on the doorstep of the little boy. And the little boy being so, so, so happy. And the old curmudgeon lying on the ground with all these puppies and dogs all over him, licking him, and a big smile on his face. Hand me the fork, please. And so this is Disney's message to kids all over the world. And you know what the message is going to be. There's no better gift for Christmas than a dog. Shelter dog, puppy, it doesn't matter. And what's the message to parents? There's no better gift you can give your kids for the holidays than an animal. It's the very, very best gift possible. So now, the hard work of finding peace and joy in a sometimes troubled world has all been shunted to the dog. It's now the dog's job to make us happy, to bring us joy and peace this holiday season. Well, now it's my turn to be the curmudgeon. I wish each and every one of you the strength and the courage to find peace and joy in your life, no matter how bad you think it is, so that you may function as a viable, positive reference point for all the animals in your life. Happy holidays.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.